Another election is in the offing after the resignation yesterday of the Sinn Féin MP Brian McElduff over his Kingsmill video stunt, which of course caused outrage and upset on the anniversary of the massacre. Now, this means that a by-election will be held for the West Tyrone seat, which commentators say they believe Sinn Féin are expected to retain because they have had a large majority there. But there has already been speculation that it could be contested by a Unionist Unity candidate, as well as a cross-community victims campaigner candidate as well. Let's discuss this more with the former Sinn Féin MLA Dahi Mackay and commentator Alex Kane. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Dahi, your expectation here, clearly you think this will be an easy ride for Sinn Féin.
Yes, I mean, there's no doubt that Sinn Féin should walk. This by-election, they secured about 50% of the vote when Barry stood in the previous Westminster election. I think all that their opponents and unionists can hope for is to try and put a bit of a dent into that vote, perhaps looking for some indications that that nationalist high tide that we've seen in both elections last year has subsided somewhat. So I think that's what people will be looking for, rather than whether or not Sinn Féin are going to win the seat, because of course they are.
So does it matter, Dahi, in your opinion, who Sinn Féin put up for that position?
Well, they have a number of the three MLAs to pick from. They have a number of councillors, and I'm sure there'll be other candidates there as well. So, like, I think Declan McAleer has already said this morning, they haven't even had a chance to consider this because the resignation from Barry came quite suddenly over the weekend. So I think there will be a number of meetings, obviously, in West Tyrone to discuss what candidate they put forward to replace Barry.
Alex Kane, we've heard the Ulster Unionist councillor Chris Smith. He was talking about a non-partisan candidate to stand. So if that happens, do you think that it's likely to make much, if any, of a dent in the Sinn Féin vote?
Well, I think he's right. I mean, I would be very surprised if Sinn Féin didn't hold the seat. McElduff had all that route, I think, by 51% at the last time. So the seat is basically theirs for the taking. What would interest unionists is maybe maximising let's call it the non-Sinn Féin voted to measure their own percentages and so on. I think it was the Ulster Unionist Party. I think it was Robin Swan issued a statement yesterday. He was the first of the unionist leaders to talk about this, maybe to do with the fact, Vinnie, that the Ulster Unionist Party, they really can't afford and don't want to have to pay out an awful lot of money for an election they have absolutely no hope of winning. But it was interesting last night when Edwin Poots was asked in the programme whether unionists had any chance of winning the seat. He just looked up and looked at the interviewer and went, no. And I think that's right. So they're going to have to consider this very carefully. And also, we have to remember, this by-election is going to take place against the background of ongoing talks, which won't make it any easier. The DUP may want to be able to measure their own exact vote. They actually may want to be able to maximise the DUP's vote again. Dahi was right, you know, they'll want to measure whether the Sinn Féin high tide is falling back a little bit. They'll want to see if there's any knock-on effect on them because of the fact that a deal hasn't been done. So it may suit the DUP to actually run their own candidate just for their own electoral measurement purposes.
You know, there'll be many that will say that the last thing Sinn Féin wanted, Alex, was a by-election. It would keep the issue of Barry McElduff and what happened. It'll keep it running. It'll keep it fresh in people's mind for that much longer. And especially given their position and what they're trying to do in the Republic, they won't necessarily want that.
Well, I think that's true, and also because of the background of the talks, where Sinn Féin are going to be talking about the respect agenda, the equality agenda, and so on. They would have rather not have had this issue keep running. But set against that, Vinnie, and I think Dahi will obviously know more about that side of it, they will be able to say, look, the issue has been dealt with, and I'm not sure it's going to be difficult for whether it's a Unionist Unity candidate or a non-partisan candidate. It's going to be difficult to play that card too extensively because Sinn Féin will say, Barry McElduff supporters will say, we acted. Barry McElduff is no longer. He fell on his own sword. He accepted that he had caused offence. He accepted that he had murdered many people.
Of course, it's a point not that Barry acted and not Sinn Féin, as far as we can tell from, you know, looking in outwardly. It was Barry that resigned. He wasn't sacked. They gave him a 3-month suspension with pay, whereas he decided he would step down. So is that the issue for a lot of people?
I don't know the exact details. Again, that he will know more than I would. I think that he was certainly not encouraged to stay when it became clear after last Monday that a lot of people weren't happy with the suspension thing and what was happening in this potential southern elections, other problems. And the other thing worth bearing in mind, of course, that Mary Lou McDonnell, who is, I think, undoubtedly going to be the new leader of the national leader of Sinn Féin within, I think, it's February the 10th or something like that.
Dahi, do you think, was Barry pushed?
No, I think Barry took some time. I mean, certainly there would have been pressure on him before that meeting with the party last week to consider his position, and he was quite adamant, and he was adamant yesterday.
So that's kind of a yes. He was helped out the door.
He did not intend the message that was implied in terms of Kingsmill, and he remained adamant about that yesterday. But I do think he had taken some time over the weekend to consider two things. One, the political impact of this and the fact that it could run and run and run for months, and also the toll that it would take on himself and his family, which has been quite considerable over the past week as well, we shouldn't forget. So I think as well, though, that in terms of any unionist candidates, I mean, the Ulster unionists or the DUP need to be careful that they don't provoke another nationalist reaction, because we've seen the ink was barely dry on Barry's resignation before unionist politicians were straight out talking about United Unionist candidates and the by-election, moving very swiftly on from the King's non-victims issue. So nationalists will look carefully at how unionists approach this, and if they are using the victims issue to try and kick Sinn Féin, and if that message comes across, there will be an increased nationalist turnout at this by-election.
Yeah, and as some would see as making political capital out of the victims. Dahi, do you think, or what's your take on how Michelle O'Neill and indeed how Mary Lou McDonald handled the Barry McIlduff controversy? Do you think that they came out well?
I don't think they came out well, but I don't think they came out badly either. It was a unique situation, to say the least. And my own personal view on these things is it's very hard to call for somebody to resign if you believe that they haven't done something wrong intentionally. Now, from a political perspective, perhaps it made sense that Barry should resign given the public reaction. But from the point of view of whether it was just that he resigned because he had no way intended to do that, then you could certainly take a different angle. So it was a difficult issue to deal with. It's been taken out of their hands by Barry himself making this decision. And I think that will take some of the heat out of the issue that could have played out over the next weeks and months.
Okay, Dahi, you might be able to respond to caller May here. Good morning, May. What's your point?
My point is that Martin Miller should be treated the same
Martino as Miller.
Barry McIlduff, because he actually retweeted it. So why is he not getting some sort of either suspension, but really it should be resign the same. And as for Barry McIlduff, Connolly House, over a weekend, there's always a change. There's always something that happens over a weekend.
Let me just get Dahi to respond to your point regarding Martine O'Miller. Of course, Martine Dahi, as you know, is very well experienced in terms of social media.
Oh, I know. I know all about him.
Yes. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, May. Dahi, we know that Michelle O'Neill has said that he needs to be cautious and consider how he uses social media in the future. But will there be any kind of punishment for Marching, given that he did retweet and share what Barry had posted?
I don't think so. And my earlier point stands. I believe, and indeed a lot of unionists, politicians off the record, believe that there was no intent in what Barry did, and subsequently that would apply to Marching as well. But I do think that Barry's resignation will be used as barometer for the use of social media going forward, and it may come back to bite other parties as well, because we have seen examples in the past where the DUP and others have deliberately stirred up the feelings of victims. And if Gregory Campbell or somebody within the party does that again, then Arlene Foster will come under immediate pressure to do the exact same to those representatives as was visited upon Barry. So I think that this will very high bar that will be held against all politicians of all the respective parties going forward.